Welcome. I am Andy, and you are listening to Retirement Concerns. Someone somewhere is turning 65, and many more are past that. We all have retirement concerns. Here we will discuss those concerns and hopefully discuss issues you may not have estimated. So please join us now.
Benefits for dual eligibility. Separating federal health insurance and Medicaid. People generally befuddle the terms government medical care and Medicaid. Thus, it is essential to separate between them. Government medical care is a bureaucratic health care coverage program for seniors and incapacitated people and has no monetary limitations. Medicaid is a state and government clinical help program for monetarily destitute people of all ages. The two projects offer different advantages, including doctor visits and hospitalization. However, just Medicaid gives long-haul nursing home consideration. Medicaid additionally pays for long-haul care and supports in home and local area-based settings, including grown-up child care homes and helped residing homes, to forestall and postpone nursing home affirmations. While federal medical insurance doesn't give long-haul home and local area-based benefits, in 2019, some government medical care benefit plans, Government Health Care Part C, started to offer such advantages. The Places for Federal Medical Care and Medicaid Administrations, CMS, manages both the government medical care and Medicaid programs. For the Medicaid program, CMS works with state offices to direct the program in each state. For the federal medical care program, the government-backed retirement organization, SSA, is the office through which people apply. Definition: double qualified. People who are qualified for both government health care and Medicaid are classified double eligibles, or some of the time, federal medical insurance Medicaid enrollees. To be considered duly qualified, people should be signed up for federal medical care Section A, emergency clinic protection, and or government medical care Part B, clinical protection. As an option in contrast to unique government medical care, Section N and Part B, people might settle on federal medical insurance Part C, federal medical care benefit. While unique federal health insurance is overseen by the central government, federal medical insurance benefit plans are overseen by federal health insurance endorsed private insurance agency. By means of government health care benefit, program members get federal medical care Section A, Section B, and frequently Part D, physician recommended drug inclusion. To be double qualified, people should likewise be signed up for either full inclusion Medicaid or one of Medicaid's Federal Medical Insurance Reserve Funds projects, MSPs. Full inclusion Medicaid covers doctor visits, clinic administrations, inpatient and outpatient, research center administrations, and X-beams. Medicaid additionally pays for nursing home consideration and frequently restricted individual consideration, help with one's home. A few states offer long-haul care and supports in the home and local area exhaustive their state Medicaid program, albeit many states offer these backings through 1915, see, Medicaid waivers. While MSPs don't give similar inclusion, they really do give help paying to federal health insurance charges. They may likewise cover federal medical care deductibles and co-installments. Advantages of double qualification. People who are signed up for both Medicaid and federal medical insurance might get more prominent medical care and have lower personal expenses. For federal health care covered costs, for example, clinical and hospitalization, government medical care is dependably the principal payer, essential payer. In the event that federal medical insurance doesn't take care of the full expense, Medicaid, the optional payer, will take care of the leftover expense, given they are Medicaid-covered costs. Medicaid likewise covers a few costs that federal medical insurance doesn't, for example, individual consideration, help with the home and local area, and long-haul gifted nursing home consideration. Government medical care limits nursing home consideration to 100 days. The one exemption, as referenced above, is that some government medical care benefit plans cover the expense of some drawn-out care administrations and supports. Medicaid, through Government Medical Care Reserve Funds projects, assists with taking care of the expenses of federal health insurance charges, deductibles, and co-installments. Long-haul care advantages. Medicaid gives a wide assortment of long-haul care advantages and supports to permit people to progress in years at home or locally. Unique government medical care doesn't give these advantages. However, some federal health insurance benefit really do offer different long-haul home and local area-based administrations. The accompanying rundown of possible advantages for long-haul care isn't thorough, and all advantages may not be accessible in all states. Grown-up daycare / grown-up day well-being. Individual consideration help, at home, grown-up child care homes, and helped residing offices. Clinical / non-clinical transportation. Relief care, to offer the essential guardian a reprieve. Gather dinners / feast conveyance. Home well-being associate / gifted nursing. Home changes, extending of entryways, establishment of inclines, expansion of platform sinks to permit wheelchair access, and so forth. Individual crisis reaction frameworks. Housekeeping / task administrations. Sidekick administrations. Progress administrations, from nursing home back to home. Treatments, physical, word-related, and discourse. Drug organization. Both Medicaid and federal health insurance will give sturdy clinical gear, like wheelchairs and walkers. Qualification necessities. Federal health insurance. Since government health care is a bureaucratic program, qualification is steady across the states. One should be a U.S. resident or a legitimate U.S. occupant living in the states for at least 5 years, promptly going before one's federal medical care application. One must likewise be at least 65 years of age or incapacitated or have end-stage renal infection or have Lou Gehrig's illness, amyotrophic paralel sclerosis. Qualification for government health care isn't monetarily based, there are no pay and resource limits. People by and large are not charged a month-to-month expense to get federal health care Section A, hospitalization protection. For charge-free inclusion, an individual, or their life partner, probably worked at least 10 years and paid into government medical care. In 2022, the full month-to-month premium expense is $499. People who have worked, however, have not met the full work necessities, can buy federal health insurance section and at a diminished pace of $274 per month. The yearly section and inpatient hospitalization deductible is $1,566. After the deductible is met, one should pay an expense share, co-insurance, for administrations. For federal medical care Part B, clinical insurance, enrollees should pay a regularly scheduled payment of $170.10. There is likewise a yearly deductible of $233. To sign up for a federal medical insurance benefit, MAMA, plan, one should be signed up for government health care, Parts A and B. The month-to-month premium differs by plan, however, overall, is roughly $20. Not all MAMA plans charge a month-to-month premium, yet when there is an exceptional, it is notwithstanding one's month-to-month Section A and Part B expenses, if material. For federal medical insurance benefit designs that offer long-haul home and local area-based administrations as a supplemental advantage, clinical / practical necessities should be met to get these advantages. Medicaid. Qualification necessities for Medicaid are not quite so clear similar to the prerequisites for federal medical care. This is on the grounds that each state sets their own prerequisites inside governmentally set boundaries. Indeed, even inside a similar state, there are various pathways to Medicaid qualification and every pathway has their own models. Medicaid has pay and resource limits. By and large talking, in 2022, the singular pay limit for institutional Medicaid, nursing home Medicaid, and home and local area-based administrations, HCBS, through a Medicaid waiver is $2,523 per month, and as far as possible is $2,000. There is a few variety of pay and resource limits by state. See Medicaid qualification prerequisites by state. Candidates should likewise have a utilitarian requirement for care, which by and large likens to a degree of care predictable to that which is given in a nursing home. Find out more. Federal Medical Care Reserve Funds projects. The pay and resource prerequisites for federal health insurance investment funds projects don't utilize the above monetary standards. There are three MSP programs that are pertinent to the older. In 2022, most states utilize the cutoff points underneath, yet a few states utilize various rules. For instance, Gold Country, Connecticut, the region of Columbia, D.C., Indiana, Maine, Massachusetts, and Hawaii have higher pay cutoff points, and a few states, like Alabama, Arizona, Connecticut, Delaware, D.C., Louisiana, Mississippi, New York, Oregon, and Vermont don't restrict one's resources. Qualified Government Healthcare Recipient, QMB. The QMB program assists with paying the month-to-month charges for government medical care Section N and Part B, portion of expenses, coinsurance, and deductibles. As far as possible is 100% of the government destitution level, FPL, in addition to a $20 dismiss. A solitary candidate can have pay up to $1,153 per month and a couple can have up to $1,546 per month. As far as possible are higher than they are for full Medicaid. The cutoff for a solitary candidate is $8,400, and the breaking point for a couple is $12,600. Determined Low Pay Federal Health Care Recipient, SLMB. The SLMB program assists pay the charge for federal health care with separating B. As far as possible is 120% of the FPL, in addition to an extra $20 that is dismissed. An individual can have month-to-month pay up to $1,379 and a couple can have up to $1,851. As far as possible is $8,400 for an individual and is $12,600 for a couple. Qualifying Individual, QI. The QI program, additionally called Qualified Individual, assists pay the month-to-month expense for federal medical care with separating B. As far as possible is 135% of the FPL, in addition to a $20 ignore. A solitary candidate can have pay up to $1,549 per month, and couples, up to $2,080 per month. Resources are covered at $8,400 for an individual and $12,600 for a couple. Becoming Medicaid qualified. Pay and resources over the Medicaid limits in one state isn't cause for programmed preclusion. This is on the grounds that there are Medicaid-consistent arranging methodologies planned to bring down one's countable pay and/or resources for meet the limits. A fair warning, Medicaid sees back period that quickly goes before one's date of long-haul care Medicaid application. During this period, past resource moves are evaluated to guarantee a candidate and/or a candidate's mate has not gifted resources or sold them under honest assessment. In the event that this standard has been disregarded, it is expected the resources were moved to meet Medicaid's resource limit, and a punishment time of Medicaid exclusion will be determined. A special case exists for California, which has a more tolerant think-back time of 2.5 years. New York is one more special case in that there as of now is no think-back period for long-haul home and local area-based administrations. Be that as it may, the state will execute a 2.5-year think-back period no sooner than March 31, 2024.
You've been listening to Retirement Concerns with your host, Andy Barrett. Please join us every week as we discuss new hot topics for retirement concerns or visit us at retirementconcerns.info for more information. Have a good day.